Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today, our guest is Kelly Flagg. She is the general manager of The Body Architect, which is a more than you think all-encompassing gym right here in Portland, Maine. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave.
You know, you bring a unique perspective to the show today because you were an HR professional.
That is true.
Right? And before you took over the general manager role here at The Body Architect, you actually did HR director work.
Yes.
So tell us a little about your history.
My history is in the fitness and wellness field, but found myself spending about 6 years in the HR arena in a commercial construction company. And so I got to experience all different aspects of HR, from loss control to employee wellness and benefits. I was the only HR generalist for the company. We had about 400 employees.
That's a big span of control.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And you also had union environment, did you not?
Correct. Multi-states, multi-union.
Yeah. That sounds more fun than any HR professional should be allowed to have.
Right? Some days it was.
Some days it was. Well, I remember you telling me a story, as I know Kelly off the air here. You telling me a story about the time you had to go do training at an off-the-site location. Go ahead and tell that story.
One of my favorite things in HR, in that particular capacity, I did have a large span of control, but also had a lot of leeway. And one of the things I loved about HR was employee development. So I had been asked to assist with some safety issues and chose to do that through development of our field leaders. And, you know, people in the field didn't always want to talk to the HR person.
Shocking.
So I remember walking into the trailer and being greeted with not such a kind and warm reception. I walked in and there was about 15 construction workers sitting there, and the leader, the foreman, did not want me there. But you know, it worked out. I overcame the objectives there. I made friends with the guys, and over a period of maybe 4 months of seeing them once a week, we got to really get into some good nitty-gritty stuff. What I realized is that was a group of individuals that really had never had professional or personal development training, didn't know what it was, didn't know what to expect, and I think they maybe thought I was a witch doctor on the first day, but by the time I left, they were pretty sad to see me go.
Well, so, you know, it's interesting. It goes to show that HR sometimes has to overcome the stereotypes of
yes.
HR, right, in terms of what that is. And certainly when it comes to wellness and getting somebody safe in the workplace and making sure that they're ready to be working each and every day, that kind of fits what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And in that particular environment, the key to changing the safety performance wasn't about safety at all. It was changing the readiness in the field, changing their ability to make decisions on the fly, changing their ability to foresee things that were going to happen later on down the road and avoid those scenarios as opposed to finding themselves in dangerous situations.
You know, it's true that a lot of HR professionals have safety as part of their job, right?
Yes.
And it does. I mean, and they may outsource some of the safety training, or they may outsource some of the OSHA requirements, but in fact, safety falls under a lot of HR professionals' work. Did you find that to be challenging in general, to keep up with all those aspects?
Yes, I did actually. While I was the only HR generalist, I did have a staff of safety professionals, and they were instrumental in helping me understand what some of those regulations are. But it's really, really important, I felt, as I got into the position and I started to understand more about what was happening at the field level, to really start to look at the employee wellness piece and make sure, again, that those employees really were ready to work that day and that they were in a place where they were of clear mind and prepared to be the decision makers in the field.
You know, it's a lot of times these simple things like stretchers or morning routines, managers, foremen, this is just delaying time. You know, we got stuff to do. I got a deadline to hit. Tell us why it's so important that the basics, as you might call it, get done.
Well, it's more than just about the physical act of stretching. For us, and we introduced that program partway through this particular project that we're discussing, and I remember distinctly the first day the foreman and the superintendent saying to me, there's no way you'll get those guys to do that. There's no way that you will get them all to show up and stretch every morning and after every coffee break. And so we tried a little different tactic. So this is one of my things in HR is I think sometimes we feel like our job has to be punitive or it has to be sort of by the book. I decided it was a good idea to throw on some music and to make it funny. So we did a little Richard Simmons scenario where I just made fun of myself so they didn't have to do it. And then once they were all paying attention, we went through the stretches for the day. And, you know, they were all on board after that. They started to take some ownership. They started to show up. And, you know, after getting into that routine, I think they even realized that it was an opportunity to get everyone in one place, to make sure everyone was arriving physically, mentally, emotionally. Here we are. We're a team. Even a short 5-minute stretching session together as a team prepares them to go to the field or for whatever that day looks like in whatever industry you're in, and becomes part of that preparation for the day. There's the physical aspect, but then there's also that readiness for the day aspect of that activity.
And I think mental preparedness,
yes,
some would argue, is even more important than physical preparedness, right? I mean, there's a mindset that has to be there. So talk a little bit about how you convert somebody from a disbeliever to a believer.
Ha! Huh. Well, that is the magic, isn't it?
If I answer
that question, then it's challenging, but I feel like it's all about relationships. It's not about a single discussion or rules. I think that's the biggest thing I learned in HR is that you can't solicit change by creating rules. It can't be a system by which if you don't do this, there's punishment attached. People have to believe in what you're talking about, and they have to experience it, and they have to understand it. And so that was always my approach in HR. I was obviously a non-traditional person in a non-traditional position, being in the field in commercial construction. I was definitely, I think, more open to experiencing what was happening with them. One of the things I loved to do was spend time with them in the field. Obviously, in a union environment, I wasn't allowed to touch anything, but I was able to be there and observe. And I was able to help on the fly and say, you know, what do you think about this situation? Do you feel like you handled that right? Do you feel like maybe you should have done something else? And those types of things might not always be the first thing you think of when you think of HR. I really felt like buy-in came from them knowing I understood what was happening with them instead of making decisions from my office, which would have been an easy thing to do, but the more effective thing to do was to be in the environment with them so that I could help discover ways that things would work that also worked for them.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour. I'm your host, David Chulo. We're talking with guest Kelly Flagg from The Body Architect. You know, Kelly, as you talk about such an important aspect, which is the mental preparedness of people, there is an element that sometimes when people do funny things or people do silly things, that they perceive it to be not as serious or as important. Everybody has their own style, their own method to get people to do what they need them to do. What did you find to be an effective tool for you to get them to believe in you, not just in the message or do the thing, but actually in you specifically.
Sure. I really felt strongly about communication with people. And that's one of the things that in any career, whether it's HR, the fitness industry, or any area where you have to communicate and connect with people, is being incredibly honest and direct, even when that communication is hard. And being able to try to overcome whenever there's conflict, whenever there's a disagreement about things. And that served me very well in specifically in the construction industry, because conflict's very prevalent. And individuals don't always have the training or background to know how to overcome conflict on their own. And so I really attempt to position myself as an ally in overcoming conflict.
When you're positioning that ally, is there ever this concern about someone being perceived as favoritism to leadership or management or to the, you know, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and when I say an ally, I don't mean taking sides. I mean helping clarify communication. So sometimes people will say something and it's not exactly what they meant, but it's the only way they know how to communicate what they're trying to say. And I sort of self-proclaimed master of communication love to listen to somebody and then reflect back to them what I thought they said. And so that was one of the ways I formed relationships with people as an HR director, was being able to bring people together and say, what I heard you say is this, but what I think you meant is this. Is that correct? And encouraging people to be able to communicate with each other as opposed to being an ally on one side or the other, but rather being the person in the middle that fosters communication.
I rarely have gone to a company or organization and not heard them say we have communication issues, right? I mean, I don't think there's ever been a time that I went in and somebody goes, we have communication perfect here. It is amazing. We are the poster child for communication. I mean, that's just not something you hear very often. So the challenge has always been, of course, that everybody communicates differently, right? And perceives what people say or write or text or do differently. How do you, or how have you in those particular areas, worked on that diversity of communication?
I have a couple of trainings that I love that help with communication. I mean, we all know Myers-Briggs and the sort of more complicated different communication styles or personality styles. But I have a couple of really simple tools that group people into one of four categories. And I refer to those four categories very loosely as the director, the entertainer, the feeler, and the friend. And when you can help people understand, one, that people in certain positions within any corporation tend to be of certain communication styles, and every once in a while somebody will end up in a leadership style but be someone who is generally a little bit more introverted, it helps people communicate with each other better. I love to bring a group of people together, help them understand not only themselves, but also how to communicate with the people in the other quadrants. And generally, after a couple of hours of this type of discussion, you see everybody sort of nodding, going, oh, yeah, that is me. Oh, maybe I should have said this that way to that person. Or maybe this is why we have conflict. And it's not even really conflict. It's just that they're saying the same thing differently.
You know, it's true. There's so many different ways to define it, but the reality is that individuals kind of get used to their own personal style, and they assume everybody understands them, right? We have, I think it was 70% of most communication is nonverbal, right? And it's the old saying that your eyes, the way you look, what you say, your tone, all that's all part of the communication. And so trying to work through that to try to understand the other person makes a huge difference.
Sure does.
So you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel.
If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Flagg, General Manager of the Body Architect Fitness Center in Portland, Maine. I want to personally invite you to come meet us. If you've been considering joining a gym but haven't yet because you're a little nervous or just plain old don't like the gym, come see us. We have created a 30-day personal training experience just for you. Meet our trainers, try a few workouts, and use our facility for 30 days for just $79. Call 774-2196 or visit thebodyarchitect.com today.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for 88 years, and they can help you too. Talk with an agent today so you can see if your coverage is ready for whatever curveballs may come your way. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because, well, we've seen a thing or two. Put our experience into play at Farmers.com. Farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Farmers.com.
At 154 years old, Verrill Dana has an illustrious history and more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill Dana serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill Dana, one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact them today at verrilldana.com.
Guys, when you buy your clothes at DXL, you look good. But you feel like a rock star. So if you want to look and feel like a... You'll find all the brands you love, waist size 38 and up, all in one awesome store. DXL, you're looking good. Right now, Harbor Bay long sleeve tees are just $29.99 each when you buy two or more.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM and presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today, our guest is Kelly Flagg. She is the general manager of The Body Architect, a new sponsor to the HR Power Hour. Welcome aboard to the sponsorship, by the way, Kelly.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, we appreciate that. You know, the fitness industry is a very interesting industry. And I will simply say that because I've certainly visited gyms. And I mean by that, I've gone by houses that have the guy named Jim in it and visited him and said hello. But I think we're actually talking about a different type of gym, which is something that is totally foreign to my thought process. But anyways, having said that, talk to us about what makes The Body Architect different and why an HR audience or a corporate audience would be interested in learning about that.
Sure. We take the approach of holistic health and wellness. We're not just a box full of equipment where you come and lift some weights, walk on a treadmill, individually on your own. And I think that makes us significantly different than what I would refer to as the traditional gym. So when people think about going to the gym, they often think about going into a space that's foreign to them, to many people, and not really knowing what to do with it. And then they often become discouraged or bored and don't continue. What we do is foster a relationship with that client that helps them be successful wherever they're at, whether they are feeling stiff and tired, whether they're recovering from an injury, or whether they're training for a sporting event of some sort. We have the ability to funnel them into an activity pattern that's going to fit them and that's going to be sustainable over the long term. So to relate that back to why would the HR world or employers care about that, people are better all day when they're taking care of themselves. And if they don't take the time to do that and don't have a method by which they can be successful at it, then everything suffers, including their workplace.
You know, leaders have a habit of not necessarily taking time for themselves. And this goes everything from managers all the way up to CEOs and executives. And that's because, as we had last week on our show, a gentleman talking about servant leadership, right? And servant leadership is about making sure that you are really serving others to get them where they want to be, and they sometimes forget about themselves. What is it that you have seen now being here at the Body Architect has really been a focal point for executives and leaders of why it's so important for them specifically?
Yeah, we serve a large population of business owners and leaders in the business community at our facility for a number of reasons. One, we have a workout style that is quick. It doesn't require somebody to spend hours in the facility. You can come in, be focused, get done what you need to do, and get on your way to continue that servant leadership that you're talking about. But what that really does, if you think about when you're on the airplane, they always tell you to put your own mask on first, right? You can't be a solid servant leader if you're not first taking care of yourself. And when I talk with my staff or with other leaders about that, I always say, you have to fill your own cup before you have anything to share with others. You have to take care of yourself first.
And that really is what we're talking about, right? Taking care of yourself before you can help others. The other part that's interesting is you talked about a holistic approach. Define that a little bit more, because suddenly I'm thinking of incense burning and I'm thinking about, little gurus walking around going, and maybe a little, and my producer over here, Debbie's thinking that there's a triangle, ding.
All right.
Explain that a little.
Yeah, let's take a little step away from that myth. So when I talk about holistic, there's a couple of different aspects to wellness. The first is the physical aspect. I mean, obviously, we're a gym. We're there for you to work out. We're there for people to strengthen their bodies. But there's also the recovery aspect. And this is something that especially high-functioning individuals, we find this with a lot of leaders in the business community, they're type A in business, but they're also type A in fitness. And so when I say holistic, part of what we have to do is educate people about the downtime. And educate people that you can't come in and work out to your body's max every single day. There has to be recovery time in the middle. And that recovery time may be yoga, may be Qigong. It does not require incense or a triangle, I promise. But just something that's maybe an opportunity to restore the energy that you've expended during those harder workouts. So we also offer massage therapy on site, and that's one of our ways to do that. Come in, work hard, but then give your body an opportunity to rest and recover.
You know, recovery is probably the most unknown area that you talk about, right? Because everybody can understand going and working out for a little bit. Talk about recovery time. Talk about somebody who's an executive that sits at a desk, or now today, hopefully you're standing at a desk and sitting at the same time. But even if you haven't, somebody maybe in their mid-50s or early 50s, which my understanding is a perfect target audience, right, for who you work with in your organization. Talk about what they could actually experience. Take them through what it would look like, how it would feel, because I think that's important for them to get a full understanding of what it would be like.
This is really a good opportunity for me to share actually my personal story, because one of the things I love to tell people is before I was the general manager of the Body Architect, I was our target demographic. I was an HR executive with significant amounts of responsibility. I spent a lot of time in a car. I spent a lot of time on the road. I spent a lot of time eating in restaurants, sitting at a desk, doing the things that busy executives do. And what happens to your body during that time is that your body gets tight. You get used to that seated position. Your hip flexors get tight. Your back hurts. Your upper back gets sore. You get weaker while we sit in that position or stand in that position. And so it becomes so important that people take that time to stand up every hour, stretch a little bit, walk around, get some blood flow. It doesn't have to be going for a 5-mile run. You just have to move. Our bodies are meant to move. And the way that we work, especially when we're in an executive position of any sort, is we get incredibly focused. And sometimes we forget to do that. So, you know, if you're busy, set a clock every hour. Get up, take a walk, stretch for a minute, take a drink of water, and then go right back to what you're doing. And that actually can improve your effectiveness and efficiency when you're going about your day doing your actual work.
When you got back to the gym, right, when you got back to work, or you got back to, you know, the body architect, how did your body feel? What was the, you know, what was the initial, like, I can imagine as you're smiling there, sitting there going, oh, it felt great. You know, take somebody through that curve, if you would say, because there is a point that you just say, oh, I can't envision doing that again.
So we'll talk about what that felt like. For me, first of all, I'm not that far along in age, but I sure felt like I was. The first couple of weeks in that general manager position with all of the personal trainers who had been in that environment for the last several years, I felt like the oldest body on the planet. Everything was stiff. Everything was sore. I knew because of my education that this is what I needed to do, that I needed to move, that I needed to exercise. But you know how it is. You do your thing, and then the next day you can barely walk, and everybody's kind of laughing because you're limping and it hurts. But the reality is, within a week, maybe 2 weeks, I don't know that I could go back to sitting at a desk. Just for myself, my own body healed itself. Really, I was suffering from a back injury personally that was not healing working in a seated environment. And now, absolutely fine. So my body really responded very well to the movement. I'm not suggesting every executive go quit your job and run a gym. That's not the right answer for everybody. But getting a little bit more movement in your life, getting a little bit more space, a little more stress management, you know, getting some physical activity, taking time for a massage. I can't tell you how many people say, I don't have time for that. You don't have time not to. You know, every time you take that hour for yourself, it adds time to the end of your life or adds exuberance or life to the time you have now. And so I can't stress how important that is if you're a person who's currently not taking the time to take care of your own body, that you won't be sorry if you do.
You know, and I think that's probably the biggest thing that people have to think about is the long-term effects, right? And everybody lives in the moment. You know, we have Twitter, so that's 6 seconds that we really think in little bite-sized chunks. And the reality is that we sometimes forget how important it is to exercise, eat right, all those sort of things. So do you have that capability as well, Kelly, to talk about, you know, not only the exercise part and maybe, you know, massages and so forth. How about diet and all that that goes into it?
Absolutely. So we have folks on staff who specialize in nutrition as well. And we don't give you a canned program that we expect is going to work for every person. Our approach is very different than that. We investigate, what does your life look like? What is realistic? And how can we make small incremental changes in nutrition that will help you feel better? And if your goal is to lose weight, how can we help you do that? When you put together movement, recovery, and proper nutrition, that can make a pretty significant change in how somebody feels on a daily basis.
So somebody comes in, they've not done this in a while. What's a typical timeline for them to see a real difference?
Every person is different. And it depends on a lot of outside factors. Remember that at the Body Architect, we only get to see people for an hour a day. There's 23 other hours in that day. And so for people who really grab on and take control and really say, I'm going to take the time to get up and walk during the day. I'm going to take the initiative to drink more water or to change my diet. People can see a pretty significant change in a 30-day period of time. Other folks who the rest of their lifestyle stays the same, but only dedicate that 1 hour a day to themselves, are going to have a little bit longer time frame. It's going to be a little bit more of a struggle.
Well, that would make sense. And is it typical that somebody would be there every day, or is it typical? What's a typical program look like?
I think that really depends on the person, and it depends on where they're at when they come in to see us. And that's part of our process. Each individual that comes into our facility has an hour one-on-one with one of our senior trainers, and often with myself if I'm available, to talk about where are you today and where are we going and what's the right amount of time for you to be here. Some people, it's honestly a win for them to make it two times a week. There's 7 days in a week. Let's just find two that work for you. Other folks may have been doing a fitness routine of some sort that's not currently working. They may have more of a capacity to come in more frequently, but that program's going to look different.
And there is this combination of one-on-one assistance, 401 assistance, yeah, classes. Talk a little bit about what that looks like.
Yeah. So one of the things that we really specialize in is something we call semi-private personal training. Most traditional facilities, you have group exercise and one-on-one training. And those are your two avenues for fitness. And the challenge with that is not everyone can afford to be face-to-face, one-on-one with a personal trainer two or three times a week. It's expensive. And not everyone is physically able to be in a group class where there's one trainer and 25 people. And so we really have focused on that middle place where we, based on your schedule, fit you in a group with 3 to 4 other people, and you share that trainer for the hour. You don't have to go find 3 or 4 friends. We'll take care of that for you. That's one of the barriers a lot of people think is, I don't know anybody that's going to work out with me. You don't have to be all the same fitness level. That trainer just spends their time split between the 3 or 4 people in that group. And it creates a couple of things. One, you have an appointment. So when people have an appointment, they typically are going to show up. And then two, you get the instruction without having to fund that one-on-one personal training session. So we've been very successful with that. I would say more than half of our members do that.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour. We've been speaking with Kelly Flagg, General Manager for The Body Architect, a new sponsor of the HR Power Hour, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLLB 100.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Flagg, General Manager of the Body Architect Fitness Center in Portland, Maine. I want to personally invite you to come meet us. If you've been considering joining a gym but haven't yet because you're a little nervous or just plain old don't like the gym, come see us. We have created a 30-day personal training experience just for you. Meet our trainers, try a few workouts, and use our facility for 30 days for just $79. Call 774-2196 or visit thebodyarchitect.com today.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today, our guest is Kelly Flagg, and she is the general manager of The Body Architect. And we're talking about basically wellness and health and a holistic approach to making that happen. You know, Kelly, one of the best ways the audience can understand about the changes that can happen in someone's life is to take them through a story of, you know, how somebody came in and was in this situation and moved through a course of, I don't know, 6 months, a year, 2 years, which, you know, bettered them overall in their overall life. And I think, I know you have one, so why don't you share that story?
Sure. The first story that comes to mind when you start to talk about real change is about 6 months ago, a woman came in very nervous, nervous to even step off the elevator into the lobby of the facility. And what we learned in that first meeting with her is that she'd never worked out. She's 55 years old, never stepped foot in a gym. Really, her only activity exposure had been walking. She was a busy professional, grown kids, found herself an empty nester and thought, this is the time. And, you know, through that initial hour conversation that we have, found out that she had gained some weight, had some aches and pains, had some anxiety. So, you know, things that I think a lot of people experience but maybe don't express openly were happening for her. And so I basically took it on as my personal mission to make sure that she understood in that hour that I had to spend with her that she was no different than many of our other members in the facility, that was what we were there for, was to help her find a fitness routine and find a space in our facility that was comfortable for her. I remember her saying to me when I made her make her next appointment, "I don't do commitment." And I said, "Well, we have to schedule an appointment. I don't like that." And so we scheduled one or two. And then the next week she scheduled four or five. And when it came to the end of, we do a 30-day experience where people can try our facility for 30 days without having to sign up for a long-term membership. We got close to the end of the 30 days and I sat down with her and I said, "So, you know, how do you feel? Like, we need to start talking about your membership." And she said, "Oh, you're going to make me sign something." I could tell she was still not quite comfortable. And so we talked about it. And I said, "You know, we have an option for a membership that doesn't require a long-term contract. We'll go month to month. If you change your mind, you just let me know and we'll cancel it. It's no problem. But I want you to be able to keep going. This is the critical point where if you quit, everything that we've gained is going to turn around in reverse. And so we just need to keep you going." And so she did. It was a joke. We had a real funny joke. We even had a little funny joke about the fact that she wasn't sure what to write on her emergency contact line on the contract. I remember distinctly she said, "I think you should just write the police department because I don't know what to tell you." But what I loved about this is that within a couple of months, she was the person encouraging the new people. And that as I started to bring other new people into the facility, she was the one that would kind of give them the little elbow bump or high five as they went by and, you know, started to become comfortable. And we became part of her family. And so she's been a member now for, like I said, a little over 6 months and been able to make some really healthy changes. She comes in to work out with a trainer a couple times a week, comes in a couple of other days to do walk on the treadmill. She participates in our after-hours activities. We often have spa nights and other member activities to help people socialize and meet other people. And she's a pretty busy member of all of those things. So.
Well, you know, it's always great to hear about success stories, right, where you can see a change within them. And I suspect a year from now it'll be even better, right?
In terms of
where she is. Do you find that the hurdle is, from that aspect, more mental than physical?
There's both. The reality is that our demographic at The Body Architect tend to be folks who are a little bit later in life and whose bodies are maybe a little more beat up. And so it's very rare that I sit with somebody. I call it on the couch when they come in for their first appointment. It's very rarely that I sit on the couch with somebody that doesn't have an injury of some sort. And so that is the other thing that we bring to the table, is that as long as they've been released by their doctors to be in a fitness facility, we have the ability to help them recover. Once they're done with physical therapy, once they're done with whatever they need medically, we have the ability to help bring them along through the next phases of that. And so sometimes it's a mental hurdle, sometimes it is a physical hurdle, and sometimes it's a mental hurdle related to that injury. But whatever it is, we got you.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I think what's really great about it is that you really do tailor to the client, right, to the customer. And that it's not just something that you go in and you are a cog in the wheel of the big system, right? And not that that's bad. I'm not saying that, you know, there is a gym for everyone, right? There is a place for everybody, and every system has to be that. But as you get more mature, you probably are thinking things differently in terms of making that happen and making that go around. What was the biggest surprise, now that you've been there as general manager for a while? What was the biggest surprise that you said when you got back into fitness? Because I know it used to be your passion, and then you went away and did HR, and now you're back into, you know, fitness. What was the big surprise, the aha moment, like, oh boy, when you got back?
How much I absolutely love helping people. How much I absolutely love being able to connect with people in a way that helps them get better personally. And, you know, again, sometimes that's creating a habit. Sometimes it's learning how to relax. Sometimes it's learning how to show up. But I love making that connection. And the thing that is the most different for me now that I'm back in the industry from before is that I bring a different level of knowledge of what it actually feels like to be the person outside of the gym. My first go around in the fitness industry, it was all I knew. I was straight out of college. I lived in the gym. I didn't understand why somebody couldn't pack a salad and bring a lunch. I thought that was ridiculous. And, you know, after being in the HR world and running my own company as well for a period of time, I have a different respect and a different understanding of what the challenges people face, what those challenges are that people face to even get in the door every day. You know, I'm in a different place. I was in HR. I have an 8-year-old. I have a family. And I'm managing, while it's a fitness business, I'm still managing a business. And so it's just a different level of connection with the members, a different level of understanding of what some of their challenges are. And frankly, a different understanding of what their aging body feels like.
Yeah, there's a little more personal connection to that, is what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we'll leave that at that, right? We won't go down that path. But I do think there is a better connection to people when you can relate to them, right? And there is a big difference between, again, this isn't youth versus age, but there is a difference where you walk into a gym and it's all young, fully functional, energetic college kids. And then you're walking in it between the ages of 45 and 55 or older, right? I'm just saying, or older. And you almost walk in and go, nope, 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 right? And because you're not comfortable. And that's probably what you're saying is the biggest difference, right? That comfort level in terms of walking in and feeling more, hey, I can do this.
Yeah. And we serve all populations, but that's where our differentiation between a small group environment and a team environment, where it's, you know, the team training demographic is different than the small group training demographic. In a large group setting, in a team training setting, it is the loud music, fast pace, come in, get your workout, leave sweaty in 45 minutes. And we do have a number of folks who fit in that category. But then we also have the ability to change that up a little bit and be a little bit more personalized. And I think that's one of the things that makes us special, is that it's not just one way. It's what's the right way for you.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour. I'm your host, David Chulo. We're talking to Kelly Flagg, General Manager of The Body Architect. And you're listening to HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM. And we'll be right back.
If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Flagg, General Manager of the Body Architect Fitness Center in Portland, Maine. I want to personally invite you to come meet us. If you've been considering joining a gym but haven't yet because you're a little nervous or just plain old don't like the gym, come see us. We have created a 30-day personal training experience just for you. Meet our trainers, try a few workouts, and use our facility for 30 days for just $79. Call 774-2196 or visit thebodyarchitect.com today.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? Personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. Right now, get 60% off all custom holiday cards. That means 30 cards start at less than $12. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through with every card you send. Just go to Vistaprint.com today and enter the promo code RADIO to get 60% off all custom holiday cards. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code RADIO.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Maine.DaleCarnegie.com. Today we've been talking with Kelly Flagg, General Manager at The Body Architect, a new sponsor of the HR Power Hour. We're very excited to have you on as a sponsor, Kelly.
Thanks, Steve.
You know, it's really good. You know, we've been talking a lot about wellness. We've been talking a lot of physical preparedness, mental preparedness, health and wealth and all that good sort of stuff that's going on here. Where can somebody find information about the organization?
Well, there's a couple of different ways that people can connect with us. You can visit our website, thebodyarchitect.com. You can give us a call at 774-2196.
That's 207.
207-774-2196. And, you know, I always encourage people to come try us out. We have a 30-day opportunity for people to come in, use our facility, meet our trainers, experience the things we have to offer before they have to make a decision about whether they want to stay with us long term.
And so, you know, that decision that somebody decides to make long term, you talked about the different types of commitments they can have. Go over them one more time.
Sure. So we have a couple of different membership options, and the most popular include some level of semi-private personal training, but people also have the option for a team training level membership or just an open access to the facility without personal training. So we cater to whatever that client's need is. And then they also have the option to either sign on with us for an annual membership at a discounted rate or to have an open-ended membership to suit them. So folks who travel for part of the year or folks who just aren't quite ready can choose that option for an open-ended membership as well.
You know, as we wrap up this show today, one of the things I always hear from busy executives is, hey, you know, I can't be there for every, let's say you're doing it two or three times a week, and hey, I got to travel, I got things to do. How do you solve that problem?
Sure. We're very flexible and have the ability to help people with all different kinds of schedules. So our memberships, our personal training memberships, the small semi-private level memberships, are based on how many times per week someone's goal is. So whether that's once, twice, or three times per week. So perhaps a busy executive may want to come into the facility three times a week, but they're not going to be around for part of that month. That's all right. We'll set you up with a two times per week. You use the three times when you're home. You don't worry about it when you're not. We'll make that work. And we can make that those accommodations. It's not even really accommodation. It's just tailoring the program based on your work schedule.
Now, you also have, my understanding is, an app that you can provide training for people when they're in hotels or different things like that.
Yes. So, I mean, we all know that the way of the world now is online. And back in my first run in the fitness industry, we used to have to draw stick figures on paper for people when they were traveling. But now we have the ability to set up all of our personal training clients with an app-based programming feature. So if you're on the road and you need something that you can do in a hotel with no equipment, we can set up a workout for you. You could open up that app. Little videos will pop up. They'll say, do this. So instead of you trying to figure out what I was talking about and what those words mean, you can actually see it. And then it'll tell you how many reps and how many sets and what exactly to do. And so we do offer that as a part of the membership for any of our personal training clients.
So it's not only the app, they can schedule online, correct?
Correct.
How does that work?
Sure. So you also have the ability to schedule online. Our group classes, team training classes, don't need to be scheduled ahead of time. Those you could just show up if you feel like you want to come on a Monday morning at 6 a.m. Just come on in. We'll train whoever shows up. The small group, semi-private personal training sessions require appointments, and those you can sign up through. We actually have a Body Architect app that allows you to schedule in advance.
So you are modern technology in the physical world.
We are.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, Kelly, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on our show today and really talking about the Body Architect and the physical and mental preparation that people need to go through, even though they should take the time. I really repeat that. You should take the time to help yourself and help you help them.
Yes. Thank you, Dave.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM. And now your HR Tip of the Week. Your HR Tip of the Week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
This is Joanna Bowers from VeralDana. During your hiring process, do you ask employees about their rates of pay with current and former employers? If you do, this tip is for you. There are a number of reasons employers should avoid asking about former rates of pay when hiring new employees. First, and most importantly, it may be illegal. A number of states and cities, including Delaware, Massachusetts, and New York City, have made it an unlawful employment practice for employers to ask prospective employees about their former rates of pay, and many other states are considering similar prohibitions. Second, relying on salary history to set a newly hired employee's starting pay may call your compensation system into question if you are ever subject to a lawsuit alleging unequal pay on the basis of sex. If two employees performing comparable work are paid differently, you generally want to be able to show that the differences are based on seniority, geographic location, education, training, or experience, or other bona fide job-related factors. Salary history is generally not viewed as a permissible reason for paying comparable employees at different rates. Therefore, employers who are currently asking for this information should consider 1. Whether you may lawfully do so, and 2. If you can, why is that information being requested? For additional information regarding requesting prospective employees' salary history, contact me or another member of VeralDana's Labor and Employment Practice Group.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBRadio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success. And stay tuned for Inside Portland with Bob Witkowski.